السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to start today Surah Al-Buruj. Surah what?
Buruj.
And it's a nice surah to memorize because it rhymes and it's easy and short ayahs. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود. No, the first part. وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود.
Congratulations.
Okay.
It's in Surah
Al-Ankabut. Okay. So
I want to finish curiosity.
You haven't finished it yet?
No. We're going to memorize the first وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Four ayat. Actually, five ayat. Memorize. Ayat 1, 2, 5.
Wait, that's our homework?
Yes. Buruj, sky mansions.
I thought Buruj was a winged animal.
Is it
no.
Today?
Sky mansion.
Yeah.
Mansion. MANSION. Is that the right way spelling mansions?
Yes.
Good.
Wait, so where is this place? Where is this setting?
What's sky that? Mansions.
Those
are
the sky?
Or sky towers.
Sky highs?
You can say no, sky towers.
Skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers.
Don't sing that song.
I listen to that song too many.
Okay. The literal translation is the sky towers, but you can find people saying sky mansions. Whatever it is. You know the Surah Al-Buruj. Al-Buruj.
I'm never going to forget the surah. Why? I love the name.
This name is plural. This name is what?
No.
Plural. The single is Al-Burj. The single is what? Al-Burj. This is the same. So, Buruj, Al-Burj, plural is Buruj.
Wait, I have a question.
Huh?
Thank you, Owen. It's like about the lesson.
This one?
Yeah.
It's like not
all
a.
All the lessons.
It's not a battle. This one is not a battle.
I know, but it's not all the lessons. About what Al-Burj. Wait, yeah. Do you like memorize everything and then put it up here? Or do you already know it?
I know the whole Quran.
Whoa, that's cool.
From cover to cover.
Didn't you like finish it when you were in like 5th grade?
No, I didn't finish from 5th grade. In 5th grade, I finished half of it. And then after that, I worked on the other half. That's why the part that I memorized up to the 5th grade is etched in stone in my memory. Like etched, literally. But the part that I memorized after that, it's written. So I keep forgetting it.
You know how, like, when if people memorize the Quran, they get to, like, choose, like 7 more people that, like, to go and gender with them?
Yes. So, if they memorize the Quran, it's risky. I'll tell you why. Because the worst place in hell is reserved to the one who memorized Quran and don't apply it. A corrupt Quran memorization. If the one who memorizes Quran is a corrupt person, that goes to, it gets the worst place in hell.
Oh, because they don't memorize it and then do
they don't make it.
Yeah.
You memorized it, right? And you applied it. So, like, will you pick me as one of the persons?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, I make, I make shafa'a. Shafa'a means I ask Allah for a favor, which is to save my relatives.
Yay! Oh my God.
No, relatives. Okay, the one who memorizes the Quran gets to save 70 of his relatives. 70? 70.
Oh, I'm memorizing
that. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who memorizes the Quran gets to ask, beg of Allah to save 70 of his people. And this is a high status in the Day of Judgment. If you're allowed to beg Allah to save your relatives.
Will you pick me?
No. You're not.
I'm going to go with my relatives one by the closest first.
You're my brother. Islamic brother.
Okay. I'll go.
Ali, are you saying that you...
I have the tribe of a Zaini that I need to work with.
The Zaini family is literally found everywhere.
It has hundreds of thousands of
Zainis.
Awesome.
You wanna?
Where is that?
No, easy. Go to Facebook. Type is Zaini with different spelling. Z-E-I-N-Y, Z-A-I. Like, if you type it this way, or this way, or this way.
Zaini.
Or you type it with different spellings, you get literally on Facebook 10,000.
I have a question. She said some of your relatives live in England.
Remember,
where in England do they live?
Dorcaster?
No, I don't know. I'm not keeping track. Go to Facebook and find out.
Remember when we visited that family of second cousins that I didn't even know?
Yes.
And it took like the entire house.
Okay. All right. Now.
I don't want a big house.
Okay. You know how honorable is the status to beg of Allah to save your relatives?
Really honorable.
It's a big status. You know why? Because you are saved, and now you're thinking about others. The norm in the Day of Judgment that you don't care about anybody except yourself. When you are told that you're safe, then the next step is to think about your relatives. Okay? And then you get to save them. Now, what if the person is bad? You're not given the permission to beg of Allah to save a bad person. Just like Prophet Nuh. He was begging of Allah to save his son.
So
Allah turned it down. Only the ones who are
Muslims,
but good didn't Muslim. Like middle Muslims. Like they didn't take Islam so seriously, and that's why they are in trouble.
What about people that are like their father Muslim and their mom's Christian?
They will get to ask Allah for their fathers. I don't know about their mothers. I don't think. We're not allowed to beg of Allah. Allah will allow us to beg of Him for the people that they qualify. Allah will turn down your begging if the people don't qualify. You got it? Now, you tell me, if they qualify, then why do they need begging? Because they were not doing very well. When Allah audits them, you know auditing?
Mm-hmm.
When Allah audits their deeds, they have a good number of bad deeds, like a big number. That's why they are in trouble with Allah. That's why they are in trouble with who?
Allah.
So now, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ has a story behind. What is that story?
About the boy of the king.
Yes.
What number is that?
Al-Buruj?
80-something?
It's not in the 90s. It is in the 90s. Al-Buruj. It's Surah 85. Dina, you win.
Yay!
Surah 85.
I guess somewhere in the 80s.
And I said somewhere in the 90s, so she wins.
Yay.
Okay.
But I do have bragging rights.
Bragging rights, yeah. You win bragging rights. Now, bragging is haram, so... I can't give you bragging rights because it's not good.
Give her a prize from the church.
It's bad in Islam.
Oh, snap.
No.
Okay, now, this is really for kids.
Last time I got a prize was at least like four years ago.
Okay, now what is the story?
Yes.
Listen to me. What is the story of the boy and the king? What's the story of the boy and king? No. Now, there was an evil king. An evil what?
King.
Who's asking his people to treat him like God on earth?
What? Every king.
He was a king. So, instead of representing Allah, representing who?
Allah.
By being fair, because Allah is fair. Kind, because Allah is kind. Okay? Generous, because Allah is
generous.
So, instead of representing the moral values of Allah, he took advantage of his position to ask people to treat him like God on
earth. By force.
By force, yeah. And the people around him, he gives them a high status. He gives them higher status than everybody else. They call it, in political science, they call it the 3% rule. The 3% model of ruling. What is the 3% modeling of ruling?
Are you a scientist?
Oh my God.
In engineering. What is... I have a PhD in engineering.
That's so good.
Alhamdulillah. It's a favor from Allah.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Now let's go back to the story. So this king, okay, took advantage of people. He's ruling with the 3% rule. 3% ruling model. Why?
It stains.
Okay.
Here. Not that one either.
Okay. 3% ruling model. What is that 3% model? You're here the ruler, like the king. And then you have 3% of the society, okay, that you make them like
happy.
You make them very loyal to you by giving them a lot of money and power. You give them 3% of the society will have lots of money and power. Like, you give them like 80% of the money of the nation's wealth. Okay? So they become very loyal. They become what? Very loyal. So they become super duper loyal. Super duper loyal to us. So that 3% becomes super duper what? Loyal to the king. Now, because of that, they do what to the remaining 97%? They oppress them.
They treat them as servants?
Yes, they oppress them. So oppressed. They get only 20% of the nation's wealth. Poor and oppressed majority. Poor and oppressed majority. They get only 20% of the nation's wealth. Like they get, see, if we have $100, the 3% get 80, and the 97% get 20.
What's 20%?
20% of the national's wealth, of the nation's wealth. You got it? You got it? So that is the rule. Then any king that wants to be treated like God on earth, if this king does not choose 3% and favor them with lots of money and power, okay, he will not be able to do it. Because those 3% are going to oppress the what? So the 3% will oppress the 97%. The 3% will oppress the 97% and force them to worship the king. You got it now? Now, this model is the dictatorship model. This model is the what? Dictatorship model. So it is dictatorship. Dictatorship. How do you spell dictator? D-I-C?
Yeah.
That's it? Any other correction? Dictatorship.
No.
Okay. So this is the way. If the king doesn't do that, then the king by himself cannot oppress 100%. Is it possible for the king to oppress 100% of the population?
No.
Absolutely impossible. So you need to understand how the power games are played. Can you go back a little bit? Can you go all the way in the back?
That was random.
Can you go back a little bit? Because you're really too front. Too much front to me.
Can I have my glasses?
That's okay, let's stop here. Can you go back? More? More. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, that's not enough. So basically, what I'm saying here is that it is impossible for a dictator king to rule, to oppress the entire population. It is what? Literally impossible. Then what is the tricky, wicked way that the king will rule and oppress the entire population?
Okay, so you give money to, like, the governors and, like, everybody who's, like, near to your power.
Yes.
And so then the poor, then you take money from the poor, and so the poor wouldn't have, like, the money.
But they will be the one who are oppressing the majority. You got it? You understand that? You select 3% of the society. You favor them. You what? Favor them with money and power, so they help you oppress the what? They help you oppress the what?
The
majority. Now, this is the way dictatorship in the Middle East is. This is how Egypt was before, and this is the way dictatorship goes. All right. Now, the king was doing that. They also call this divide and conquer. They also call this divide and conquer model. Divide and conquer. Conquer is C-O-N-Q-U-R, right?
Q-U-E-R.
Q-U-E-R model. So you divide and conquer. Got it? How do you divide? You divide the 3% from the 97%. So basically, for example, in the past Egypt and the former Egypt, the president favors 3% and he puts them in all power positions. The prime minister, all the ministers, the chiefs of newspapers, the chiefs of police, the chiefs of the army, the generals, the army generals, the police generals. You got it? He favors them with so much power and money that they help him oppress the entire nation. So now this king is asking the 3%, he's asking the 3% to make people treat him like what? God on earth. To make people treat him like what? God on earth. Now, if I want to make you believe that I am literally God on earth, okay? How am I going to be able to do that? Is by showing you magic tricks. By showing you what? Miracles. By showing you what? Miracles. Those miracles will make the public believe that you are what? God on what?
Earth.
On earth. So God on what?
Earth.
Earth. Good. So now, this is what was happening. In this model, the model of this king, he had sorcerers. He has what? Sorcerers. Magicians. He had what? Magicians. And, or male witches. Witches. Male witches or magicians.
Wizards.
No, not wizards. Magicians. Sorcerers. And they used to do magic tricks to convince people that the king has superpowers. To convince people that the king has divine powers. Got it? And the chief was a sorcerer. The sorcerer, the chief sorcerer was dying. He was what? Aging. He's getting what? Older. He's getting what?
Older.
Older. So now he's getting older. Now he wants to train somebody else to replace him. So he wants to what?
Train
somebody else to replace him. So, but this person has to be young and smart. Young and what?
Smart.
Smart. Because if you're young and smart, you can learn quickly, and then you will have long life ahead of you before retirement. Right?
Yeah.
Because this guy is retiring and dying. Okay? Aging. Now, okay, so he did a competition. He did a what? A competition. And in this competition for the young boys, he wanted to pick the smartest. Now, who won that? The one who won that is the boy. The one who won that is the boy. His name in the story is Waddah. His name is what? Waddah. Now, I'm not sure about the name, but that's the name in the movie. Okay? So I'm going to borrow this name from the movie. Yeah, I'll give you the link on YouTube. You watch it at home. So now, he wants to make this guy he wants to train him to be magicians. Now, when he trains him to be magicians, what would be his job? Is to make people believe that the king is God on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his main job. Okay, so he started training him. The guy lives a little bit far from where the sorcerer lives. So the guy would walk to the sorcerer.
The boy would walk or the...
The boy. The boy would walk. Now...
Oh, this story, I think I know which
one. Yeah, I think I know which one this
is. Okay.
I know.
Okay. So now the guy walks to the sorcerer. When he walks... Then he used to pass by a cave. This cave has a guy who is a monotheist. Has a guy who's what?
Monotheist.
And monotheist means worships only Allah. So he doesn't worship the king. Got it? So this monotheist used to pray and praise Allah all the time. Okay? So the boy... So the boy...
I don't want to miss out on the story.
Oh, come on.
It'll take you a minute.
Fine, don't go on.
Okay, Melly, thanks for interrupting the class, Lena.
Okay. So now, the boy will pass by the cave. While he was passing by the cave, he noticed the monotheist guy, the old monotheist guy. Okay, and this guy was praising Allah. So the boy listened to him, and he heard him praising Allah, and he asked him after he's done, who is the guy that you're praising? Who's the guy that's called Allah that you're praising? He said, Allah is the maker, the creator. Allah is God, the maker of earth and heavens. He said, no, the king is God. So the monotheist said, no, that's what the king is trying to fool you, to treat him like God on earth. But the real God is in heavens, which is Allah, the maker of heavens and earth. This is the one that we should worship. We don't want to be tricked by the king. I'm not going to be tricked by the king to worship the king and leave Allah without worshiping him. So he said, can you teach me about Allah and how to worship Allah? Because I grew up worshiping only the what? The king. Praising who? The king. So he said, I'll teach you. So he will sit with him and teach him like I teach you in the Sunday school. What is Allah? What are his names? What is he expecting from us? What should we expect from him? Right? Who goes to heaven? Who goes to hell? Okay? He's teaching him monotheism. He's teaching him what? Monotheism. Now, but when he...
He already has monotheism because he was taught that no, one and only God is the king. No.
Okay, monotheism means the only God is Allah.
So that's the Muslim version.
No, that's monotheism as a definition. There's only one God, which is Allah. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So, having a partner with Allah, which is treating somebody the way Allah is to be treated, is the misguidance, is the wrong way. So here we go. So now he's listening and learning about the names of Allah and learning what Allah is expecting from us, what should we expect him. Now, he would listen and he would be late. He would be what?
Late.
Going where?
To the
sorcerer, to the king's sorcerer. And when he's late, the king sorcerer would beat him up. Will what? Beat him up. As a punishment for being what? Late. Okay. Then on his way back home, he stops by the cave of the monotheist, the old monotheist sheikh. The old monotheist sheikh. And then he will teach him also about the names of Allah. What Allah is expecting from us, what should we expect from him, who's going to hell, who's going to heaven, which teaches him about monotheism. Teaching him about what? Monotheism. Then when he goes home what? Late. So his parents would beat him up as a punishment for going late. So now he goes and on his way to the sorcerer, he talks to the monotheist sheikh and he tells him, what happens? So he said, okay, I'll teach you a trick. I'll teach you what? A trick. What was that trick? The trick is...
When he goes to the sorcerer, he tells him that my parents made me late, and then when he goes to his parents, he says the sorcerer...
Takbir. Yeah. When he goes to his parents, he says the sorcerer had a long lesson. The lesson taught by the sorcerer today was long. So he kept me over time. He kept me extra time. And then when he goes to the sorcerer, they say, my parents had chores for me. My parents has what? Chores for me. On his way back and forth to the sorcerer,
yeah.
He passed by a cave.
Yeah.
The cave has an old monotheist guy.
Yeah.
He's worshiping Allah. So he heard him worshiping Allah and praising him. So he asked him, who's Allah? He said, he is God, the maker of heavens and earth. He said, the only God that I know is the king. He said, no, the king is a false god. He's not a god. The God, true God, is in heavens and earth. And then he would teach him about the names of Allah, what Allah is expecting from us, what should we expect from him, where are we going after death, who goes to Jannah, who goes to hell, right and wrong. So while he was teaching this, he goes to the sorcerer. He's late because of this sheikh. And then when he goes home, he's late. So the sorcerer will beat him up. The sheikh will beat him up. So the sorcerer, the parents will beat him up. So the sorcerer suggested to him, when you go to your parents late, tell them that the sorcerer delayed me. When you go to the sorcerer late, tell him my parents delayed me. So my parents delayed me. Why? They got so many chores for me to do. They got so many what? Chores for me to do over there. Okay? All right. Then goes to the sorcerer. Okay, goes to the parents. Oh, the sorcerer make me late. Why? Because he had too much to learn. He has what? Too much to learn. And this way he was able to learn monotheism. Huh? Yes?
Isn't that technically lying? And that's like
go there. Go there. Okay.
Wait, isn't that just lying after you learn about Islam and tell you not to lie?
No, that's not the case. This was the only way the boy would be able to learn Islam. Because it's the only way and not die. Because it's the only way, okay, then the sorcerer had to, I'm sorry, then the sheikh had to resort to it. If this is the only way, there's no other way. You got it? There's no other way. If there is another way, then it's haram. Yes?
So basically the way the boy was doing it by telling his parents and his
sorcerer.
And the sorcerer. So Allah was accepting that.
See, Allah forgave both the boy and the old sheikh, the monotheist sheikh, because Allah knows this is the only way. Now, when are you punished if you have two ways to choose from? One of them is honest way. One of them is a cheating way. And you choose the cheating over the honest. Then, this is when I say, wrong. Okay? I'll tell you about another lie that Prophet Ibrahim did. Okay? Which is not a lie. When he said to the people, when they asked him, who destroyed our idols? Ibrahim. He said, the big one. Who was the big one? Who was pointing to who?
Allah?
No, he was pointing to the biggest idol. He said, this boss got mad at the other ones and he, you know, destroyed all of them. So they told him, duh, this guy doesn't move or duh. So he told them, duh, and then how come you're worshiping him? Okay, so he wanted to make a point. He wanted to make a point. So that lie wasn't the target. The target was to get them to think. So, okay.
But technically he wasn't lying because he said the big one.
And then technically he wasn't lying because he said the big one. And look, he was pointing, he said the big one. So he means this one and he's pointing to himself with the other fingers. So technically he wasn't lying, but he wasn't... That wasn't the final thing. That was just like an explanation. A teaching technique. This was what? A teaching method. It's just like telling you, no, okay, I didn't memorize Quran. So what happens because I didn't memorize Quran? It's just teaching you something. It's not really technically a lie because it's a teaching method. But the other one, they didn't have any alternatives. The dictator, the king, wouldn't give them any alternatives. Is there another way? No. If there's another honorable way, then it's wrong. You got it? So here we go. Here we go. The boy started learning monotheism. And learning sorcery. So now he knows the secret of the king. Because now he joined the what? The 3%. So the boy now gets here. Actually, not even here. He gets right down here. Because the sorcerer was right down here. The boy. Right under the king. Because the sorcerer was like a big power that the king was utilizing. So now the boy is here. Okay. Then what happened? The boy becomes expert in both. Sorcery and
monotheism.
When he became an expert of sorcery, he found out that this sorcery is nothing but magic trick using science. Magic trick using what?
Science.
Secrets of nature. And this science is... So he was teaching him basically what? science. He was teaching him chemistry. He was teaching him physics. So that he will use science to create what? Magic tricks. Just like, imagine that I take a thermometer and go, or microscope, and go back 1,000 years. And I tell people I have a magic device that you look into it, you see everything big. Okay? People would be convinced that this is magic. This is an act of magic because people don't know science. You got it? So he was not teaching him literally sorcery. He was teaching him chemistry and physics and sciences. So he can use those to make smoke, like to make fireworks. You know how they make fireworks look? So he would make smoke that looks like a monster. And then he would make just like fireworks, you know? He's learning all these techniques, chemistry and physics, so he knows what to do. And then he learned all of it. Now, he figured all of it is not divine power. It is what? Tricks. Okay, now he's a monotheist. Now he becomes very dangerous. He becomes what? Very dangerous to the king. The king will not tolerate him being in this area and not loyal to him. Now, how did the king find out? After the boy really became an expert in magic, or a scientist, in other words, he was passing by.
Wait, Dad, this is a true story, right?
Yes, the boy and the king. They will watch
it. I have a question, though. Aren't sorcerers, like, not real?
Yeah, that's why it just said that the sorcerer or the magician was teaching him chemistry and physics. Just like the way you make fireworks look like whatever, he may make the smoke look like whatever, he would make fireworks look like whatever, and then using science and chemistry, people would think that these are magic tricks. But it is scientific things. So he's teaching him secrets of nature, physics and chemistry. Anyway, the boy becomes an expert. Now, he becomes an expert in knowledge Allah, expert in monotheism, and expert in what? Expert in sorcery. Basically a scientist. So now the boy was walking into his way. He found on the way there was a mountain, and the mountain has a narrow trail. Okay, it's the only way that you can pass through the mountain. And there's no other way. There was a big beast, big, huge, humongous beast. I don't know if it was a dinosaur or what. But maybe it's a dinosaur. Allah knows better. But there was a big, humongous, big, huge beast. And this beast was blocking the way. If you try to cross the mountain, the beast will eat you. So now people are stuck. It's like a traffic jam on the freeway, right? It's like a dinosaur in the freeway blocking everybody from passing. People are in trouble. People want to go home or do whatever. Now they are stuck. So now the boy is walking, so people call him, "Oh, you holy magician! Oh, you holy magician! Holy sorcerer! Can you get this monster out of the way so that we can go attend to our businesses, go home or work, so that we can pass through? Can you use your magic powers?" So he said, "Using my magic powers? No, I can't. But using the powers of Allah, yes, I can." They said, "Who is Allah?" He said, "The powers of Allah, Allah is the true God, and the powers of Allah are the divine powers." The divine what? Powers. But the king is a fake God, and the powers of the king are fake powers. The sorcery is the power of the king, which is false, but the true is the powers of Allah. So they said, "Show us how." So the boy said, held a rock, basically a rock that was like probably that big. And he threw it at the monster. The monster died. When he threw it at the monster, he said, "Bismillah, Allahu Akbar." And the rock hit the monster died. Now, Allah made it this way. It's a miracle. Allah made it this way to wake up the people. Okay? So if you do that, it will not kill a monster. But Allah wanted this boy, to give this boy a miracle. You remember Allah gives miracles to prophets, like he gave Prophet Isa miracles, to prove to others that this is, don't sleep. To prove to others that, lift your head. So to prove to others that, to prove to others, okay, close your notes. Put down your pencils. Put down your pencils, okay? To prove to others that the true God is who? Allah. So Allah gave him that miracle. So now the monster died. Then they came to him and said, who is that Allah? And what is that magic word that you said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar? He said, this is, Allah is the maker of heavens and earth. He's the true God. The king is a fake God. He's fooling you. He's deceiving you that he is the God. But he's not. The God is in heaven. The people started believing it to him. And then he started teaching them. And he started teaching them monotheism. Guess who went ballistic? Both the sorcerer and the king. They got really angry and mad. Said, oh my God, this guy is ruining everything. He's ruining this pyramid. The 3% model. He's ruining it. He's now teaching the people the truth. Now people are not going to believe the king as God on earth. The king is not going to be treated anymore as God on earth. So they put down your pencil and lift your head. So now, lift your head. So now, he's teaching people monotheism. The king got really mad. So the king brought him, and then he started torturing him. And when he was torturing him, he said, who taught you monotheism? He said, I'm not going to tell you. He tortured him really bad. Really, 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 really bad. Until the boy said, it is the man in the cave. So they went to the man in the cave, and they brought him, and they killed him. They killed the man. So he died as shaheed. Alhamdulillah. That's the best ending you can ever imagine. And now, the boy is there captured by the king. The boy is saying to the king, from now on, you won't be able to kill me. You will not be able to do it. Allah will not. Allah revealed to the boy that the king will not be able to kill him. Will not, even if he tries. So then the king ordered the guards to kill him, to kill the boy. So now the guards take the sword and approach the boy and try to chop his head off. And then the guard hand freezes. And when the guards step back, his hand will go back to normal. Allah will literally freeze the hand of the guard. It's another miracle. To show, just like Prophet Musa, when the Pharaoh tried to kill him, he couldn't. Because the guards or the that need to kill him will not be able to come close enough and kill him. Go ahead.
And plus, the wife of Prophet, I think, Musa, the prophets, the king wanted to lay hands on her, and his hands kept on freezing.
Yes. Yes, the Pharaoh was trying to... The wife of Prophet Ibrahim.
Ibrahim?
Yes, Sarah. Sarah. Sarah, the wife of Prophet Ibrahim. Okay? So now... Okay. So now the king is so scared. I'm not able to kill the guy. So he consulted the advisors. How can we kill him? We can't approach him. He said, we don't have to kill him with a sword. Since the sword is not working, let's take him on the top of a mountain and push him. Push him from the top of the mountain. So the king said, okay, now hopefully this will work. So they took him into the highest mountain in the town, in the nation. And they went all the way to the top. And then they were trying to push him. So when they were trying to push him, the boy said, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. Oh ya Allah. Stop them from hurting me the way you like. The way you like. So choose a way to stop them from hurting me. As soon as he said that, an earthquake took place. And the boy didn't fall from the cliff. Guess who fell from the cliff? All the soldiers of the king. So they got killed. Now guess who is watching also? The people, the 97%. So they are watching and they say, Allah ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. And the more they say that, the more scared that 3% of soldiers get scared. So now the after the soldiers died, the boy said, Allah is not going to allow him to kill me, and I'm going back to him. So the boy wanted to show people the miracle. So he walked back to the king. He walked back where? To the king. And then, put down your pencil, close your notes, pay attention. And then lift your head. And then the king said, now consulted with his advisor, he said, this boy again, we can't kill him. What can we do? So the advisor said, okay, now if we take him to a cliff again, same thing will happen. So why don't we take him in a boat in the middle of in a ship, in the middle of the sea, and then drown him? Just tie him to a rock and throw him in the water. The king said, it's a good idea. Let's try that method. So they took him in a big ship. They went onto the middle of the ocean to drown him. And what happened is that a very, very strong storm came. It flipped the boat upside down. All the king's soldiers fell in the water. The boy didn't. He was tied to where? To the boat. So another wave will flip the boat backward up. Guess who is on it? The boy, because he was what? Tied to it. So now, when this happened, the tie became loose and the boy was able to free himself. Then he led the boat back into the shoreline. And then again, the people watched. People are waiting on the shoreline. As soon as they saw the boat, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allah is the true God. The king is nothing. And then the king goes crazy again. So then the boy walks to the king and say, Na 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 na, you can't kill me. He didn't say that, but he said, Here I am. You are worthless, king. You don't have any divine powers, and those people are figuring it out now. Okay? So now the king, the ending of the story is going to be told next time. Because the ending is really dramatic. So your homework would be to memorize and to prepare the first half of the story until I stopped. Yes. But also you can get it from the books of tafsir. Okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, AS 125 is super.
Yes.